living ready for his appearance. 1 John 2:28. And now little children abide in him, that when he appears we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. Imagine you're flying down the highway, 100 miles an hour, music up, window down. You're in your own world. The speed limit sign might as well be decoration after all. Nobody's watching until you see him, state trooper parked in the median radar, pointed right at you. In 1 second, everything changes. Your foot slams the brake, your heart jumps, your mind races. Suddenly the speed limit that felt optional feels deadly serious. Why? Because the presence of authority made the law real. John is saying the same thing about Jesus' return right now. It's easy for people, even believers, to live like his coming is distant, like his holiness is a concept, like sin is not that big a deal. But John reminds us, there is a real day, a real moment when we will stand face to face with a real holy Jesus. And in that moment, there are only two possibilities. Confidence, running toward him with joy. Shame, shrinking back, exposed and unprepared. The difference. John says in one simple phrase, abide in him. John is writing to little children, believers, not unbelievers. He's not talking about whether you're saved. He's talking about the condition in which Jesus will find you. The believer living a double life. The believer wasting their life on comfort and distraction. The believer who knows the truth but lives half committed. When Jesus appears in blazing holiness, all the sin we minimized will suddenly look enormous. The compromises we excused will feel unbearable. The gap between what we said we believed and how we actually lived will be painfully obvious. That's the shrinking back in shame John is warning about, but he doesn't just warn us. He shows us the way to live ready. And now little children abide in him. That word now matters. Not when I get older. Not once life slows down. Not after I fix myself up now. Abide simply means to remain, stay, dwell, make your home. And Jesus said it this way, abide in me and I in you. For without me, you can do nothing. Abiding isn't a spiritual mood or a Sunday feeling. It's a daily ongoing relationship with Jesus. Abiding looks like you keep your life plugged into him, time in his word, even if it's a small portion, but consistent, honest prayer. Not just polished phrases, inviting him into your decisions, temptations, and thoughts, walking in the light. When you sin, and you will, you don't hide it, spin it, or excuse it. You bring it straight to him. Lord, that was wrong. Forgive me, I agree with you about this. Change my heart right here. Abiding people don't live sinless lives, but they live unhindered lives. Letting him transform you as you stay close, he slowly shifts your desires. Things that used to pull you start losing their grip. Obedience begins to feel less like duty and more like love. You care more about pleasing him than impressing people. When you live this way, something beautiful happens. His holiness stops being a threat and becomes your environment. You're already walking in his light. You're already responding to his conviction. You're already living in his presence. So when he appears, you're not meeting a stranger. You're finally seeing face to face the one you've been walking with all along. Christ will appear. John doesn't say if. He says when. That when might be the day he returns in glory, or the moment you step into eternity through death. Either way, that meeting is not theoretical. It's scheduled on God's calendar. If he appeared today, how would he find you? Numb, distracted, coasting spiritually, hiding sin you've refused to confess, or imperfect but abiding, walking with him, dealing with sin in the light, leaning on his grace. Abiding doesn't mean I've got it all together. Abiding means I'm staying with him while he puts me together. That's where the confidence comes from, that when he appears, we may have confidence and not be ashamed. The confidence isn't in your performance. The confidence is in your connection. Lord Jesus, thank you for calling me little child and for loving me enough to warn me. I confess how easy it is to live like your coming is far away, to treat sin lightly, to drift into spiritual autopilot. Today I choose to abide in you. Pull me close again. Wake up my heart where it has grown dull. Shine your light on any hidden sin I've been excusing or ignoring. Give me the grace to confess quickly and walk honestly before you. Teach me to live every day as if I might see you before it ends, not in fear but in love, not shrinking back in shame, but running to you with joy. Make my life one long yes to you, so that when you appear, I will stand in your presence with confidence, clothed not in my righteousness but in yours. I choose to abide in you today. In your holy name, Jesus.